This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Amazing, the career of one Tina Turner,
who has
passed away. Yep, she's been at it, or was at it, for 60 years. Started when she was a teenager, and continued when, was it 2009 when she retired? I forget the exact time, or maybe it was more recently than that, 2019. Seems to me those two dates stick in my craw, but I can't find it anyway. I think the idea here is
pretty active, even as recent as this year.
Yeah, right. Bad cancer took her away at the age of 83. Here's something for you to think about today, May 25th. It's Thursday on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. There's a moon out tonight. Whoa, let's go strolling. Some people remember that song. You probably don't, Jay, but your father would.
I do not.
There's a unique kind of crescent moon in the sky this next couple of nights. The crescent moon is lit by Earthshine, also known as the Da Vinci glow. The whole business of Da Vinci discovering what is a difficult to explain phenomenon. The moon is just a crescent now, should be covered by the shadow of the Earth, as that, I think, pretty much that's what the name suggests, right?
Well, yeah, so that's how it normally is with the crescent, and then you can't really see the rest of it. It's just dark, but with the Earth shine, it's almost like the entire moon slightly glows, and then you still have that brighter crescent, but then the brighter crescent is brighter than it normally is. So it's like you can see the whole of the
rest
moon
of the moon
with that really bright crescent. It's so exciting.
There's
I love this.
Reference
stuff
to that in one of the Indiana Jones movies, and I'm trying to remember which one it was. The reference to the crescent moon, and there's an emblem that he's chasing after that has part of the lore of the movie, but I think it's called The Valley of the Crescent Moon, the reference to it. And there really is such a thing as the crescent moon, as you will notice tonight, under the influence of the so-called Da Vinci glow. So you can enjoy that and tell, I don't know, is it romantic? I suppose that would be kind of romantic, right? Tell the person
it's just
you love
so beautiful. I keep thinking of the song The Whole of the Moon.
I don't know that song.
It's a good one. It's just, you'll have to keep it.
I remember, there's a moon out tonight. Whoa, let's go strolling. That's one of the moons. A moon river. How many moon songs can you come up with?
Moon River's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Okay. Here are a couple of women who have gone off, and I don't mean to make this sexist, because it really isn't. The story of a professor at Hunter University in New York. Did you talk about this the other day when I wasn't here?
No,
you know this
not
story? Okay. You know the story? This is not meant at all to be sexist, but there are three different stories floating around today that have to do with women that are a little crazy. All right? Then there are plenty of men who are crazy, as is witnessed by this 19-year-old moron who tries to get into the White House earlier this week with a U-Haul van crashing through the barricades, or at least trying to. And so there's a lot of mental illness stuff around, and we don't spend enough time talking about it. We don't spend enough time focusing on it and trying to do something about it. So here are a couple of examples. The first two you can kind of get into, maybe the third one you'll think not so much. But the whole business about this this professor of art at Hunter University in New York, apparently there were some students who were outside the hall on the campus who were presenting information about birth control and about, you know, what to do if you get pregnant and a bunch of stuff that has to do with what has happened since Roe v. Wade became a national conversation again.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't like what was on the table, so she said, "You're poisoning the minds of my students," and she took her arm and wiped everything off the table, threw it onto the ground. And she screamed at the students, and then she walked away. So the students went to the administration at Hunter College and said this professor had done this and that. So what? Instead of the school handling it themselves, they call the police. And so the police send, the school gives the police the address of this woman, and they go to her house. And they knock on the door, and the professor, whose name isn't important, she comes to the door with a machete. She opens the door. She sticks the machete on the neck of the police officer and says, "If you come any closer, I will behead you." So the professor goes down the steps. Police officer goes down the steps and attempting to walk away. She chases him with a machete until somebody comes and sort of gets control of her. And this is all over a birth control, a table. And I don't even know what the contents of the table
with the
was.
Pro-life students.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying
right.
that it was more about propaganda. And I saw this where she even said it was triggering to other students,
really?
Where she herself was clearly triggered. But you have to also think with situations like this, because we are seeing an uptick of excessive reactions, not just responses,
yes.
but reactions.
Excessive
and
is a good word.
There is clearly passion and fear and anger guiding a lot of this stuff. But why does this keep happening? In the sense that people are going they're so bombastic anymore.
Crazy.
You see this at airports when a flight is delayed. We're seeing this left and right, and it's kind of like, well, what's the rest of the story? Because I don't want to use the term normal, but the average person is not reacting in that kind of manner. So, like,
right.
what is going on?
Well, I had this situation yesterday on the flight coming back from Los Angeles. A completely ridiculous reality. American Airlines once again looks stupid because they're not managing their business the way they ought to. We were held up 2.5 hours. Of hundreds of people's lives held up because somebody didn't do their job when they were checking out the plane when it was in for service the night before. So we waited literally for 2 hours while they replaced two screws and a clip on the safety packet in the back of the plane. That was it. Nobody that would have been normally turned in or fixed during the nightly routine that they have on most planes that are serviced and prepared for the next day. And the flight attendants both told me when I went back and looked at what was going on after the fact, we were supposed to get in at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. We got in at 8. Not only did we have that ridiculous reality, we had to sit on the tarmac for another half hour because American couldn't get their act together to... they had to reroute the plane because it was a different time, so it took them a half hour for the people in operations to come up with a new route. You know, that kind of stuff is inexcusable. Anyway, so that's me going off on that. But a lot of people were pretty angry on the plane for good reason. Nobody went off. Here's a woman that goes off on a hotel desk clerk because she asked to see the customer's service dog ID. Normally, pets were not allowed in this particular hotel. But she had the dog, and she was asked to, you know, the dog had the little jacket that they wear. But the clerk said, "We want to see the ID that shows that you have to have a service dog." So she went bananas. Apparently she had a gun.
She didn't have the paperwork, because anybody who has the paperwork has no
right.
problem showing the paperwork.
Yes, exactly. Yep. All right. And then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Who yesterday, I think we have audio of this, Yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House chamber, there was some disruption going on, and she got up and she asked for decorum. Here she is asking for decorum on the floor of the House, and then the reaction from some of her colleagues, many of her colleagues who were also on the floor of the House, when Marjorie Taylor Greene asked for decorum.
The members are reminded to abide by decorum of the House.
I think that pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, anybody. Story, though, I saw this and I had to do so much Googling and research because I was convinced that it was AI generated.
Really?
I really thought that for a minute. This is something that's so absurd that it clearly was true. This is a real thing.
Yeah. There you go. Marjorie Taylor Greene asking for decorum on the House floor, and then the rest of the people that are in the House are laughing their butts off.
And that was a bit, like, those were statement laughs, not just chuckling something was funny. Like, those were statement-making laughs.
Yeah, right. Now, listen, she's about the business of making lots of noise about herself, getting a lot of attention, and she's everywhere where Trump is, she's right behind him. Every place he goes, she's right there. Anyway, let's talk about something that's maybe better for you than talking about this stuff. All this is fun. The natural ingredients in Balance 7 are there to help you if you are a sufferer of heartburn, acid indigestion, all kinds of stuff. If you're tired of being sick, then perhaps you need to become acquainted with Balance 7, which is there to improve the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH helps increase energy, your memory's better, you rest much better. And so, you know, you can listen to me talk about it. You can watch a commercial, listen to other commercials about it, watch one on TV maybe. They don't really give you a reason. They tell you what happens, but they don't give you a reason. You're going to feel better and be better. So here's what you do. You call 800-793-9039, mention my name, Doug, get a special deal, $15 off, and something that will really help you be better. 800-793-9039 for the benefits of Balance 7.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, last, and always, the Good Day program here at your service and on your side. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive. You got a small business, you're trying to keep it on the go, right? Progressive Commercial Insurance will keep your policy within reach so you can actually pay the premiums, right? They've got an easy-to-use mobile app as well. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. There's been something here from the social media side of things. Actually, this is social media and news combined, Jay, that's been sticking in my craw since it occurred last week. And I haven't had really the opportunity to get it off my chest. But it has to do with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry being in New York City and getting chased around by the paparazzi, the same as his mother was chased around. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This was almost a catastrophe. They were driving around, the paparazzi relentlessly pursuing them. It was a 2-hour race through New York, a number of multiple collisions, other drivers, pedestrians, police officers. What a GD fiasco. We'll talk more about it and how disgusting it is that these people have to put up with this stuff right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
So, Jay, when you get down to brass tacks and you understand the difference in the interest that the public has in these two people, because they're public figures, in a manner of speaking, but they're still entitled to their privacy and to their own lives.
Absolutely.
As was the case with his mother. The images, the stupid stuff, you'd think somebody in this pack of wolves would have had in his or her mind, wait a minute, this happened to his mother, we better not do it this way, we better not be chasing him around. At some point, they were driving 100 miles an hour through the city of New York to get away from these animals.
Yeah, the drivers, and then they even changed vehicles, got into a different taxi, and it's one of those things that... There is an obsession with the royals, royal culture, and Prince Harry, ridiculous. Even though he is not an acting royal, an active royal, he's still royalty. He is still Prince Harry.
Right.
And just everything
he's
that
happens. He's probably the one most people find most interesting of all of the
royals. Yeah, him and Meghan Markle. And a lot of people are even saying or accusing them of blowing this out of proportion. And let's be honest, there could have even been only one vehicle chasing them, and speeds weren't even that much. That is still very triggering to somebody who lost their mother very young. Due to being chased by paparazzi. They've been very open about Meghan Markle's mental health. It's just, it doesn't matter. And take away the fact that they are who they are. Nobody, no celebrity should be hounded.
Subject
be,
to this.
Harassed.
Right.
To not even to this magnitude, period. It should not be happening.
Yeah. This is, well, he doesn't have any security anymore, right? Because he's lost his title. So he doesn't have
nothing provided by the royals, but if they want to do their own private security, they can
Meghan,
hire somebody.
They were there to celebrate Meghan's mother, I guess, who's been a part of.
No, Meghan was receiving an honor, and her mother
was.
Oh,
it was her.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's pretty disgusting, frankly, and these people ought to wake up, but not much chance of that as long as there's money involved. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Twitter breaks yesterday after Ron DeSantis' much-hyped presidential announcement with Elon Musk went live on Twitter Spaces. Officially GOP presidential candidate DeSantis, after filing the necessary paperwork yesterday, went on Fox News last night.
I'm running to lead a great American comeback. We know the country's on the wrong track. We see it with our eyes. We feel it in our bones. We see the border being overrun. We see crime infesting the cities. We see the federal government making it more difficult for families to make ends meet. And we have a president who is a listless vessel.
Florida sweeps Carolina to advance to the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas and Dallas will skate tonight. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Don't fight, don't fuss, because it doesn't really get you anywhere. Unless there's a resolve. If you can fight and fuss, but if it goes no place, you don't get a resolve to the problem, then it's worthless. But if you do get a resolve to the problem, I guess then it's okay, in a manner of speaking. I think it's tone, it's just the way, it's attitude, all that stuff. Speaking of tone, Uri Geller will join us for some inspiration. I like to have some motivational time. I'm going to talk about skills with him that he has used and others who have that sixth sense. Or Here's something good from the state of Connecticut. The Mystic Aquarium, which is in Mystic, Connecticut, announced on World Turtle Day. Did you have a big celebration? I wasn't on the air.
Oh, of course. There was definitely some turtle and tortoise talk. Love turtles, and I love the turtle story.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's a problem because some sea turtles are endangered. Aquarium at Mystic Aquarium, Mystic, Connecticut, is raising money to relocate endangered sea turtles, especially one who has shown a will to live. Turtle's name is Spunky. There is the Spunky, and then there are the other turtles that have been found in a hypothermic condition. Sea turtles' health declines after exposure to cold, so they're meant to be in warm weather. And so there's a difference between sea turtles, obviously, and the ones in freshwater. I have snapping turtles in my pond, for example. Not anything pleasant, but there are a lot of different species, different types of as there are with, you know, flies and bees and birds. And
they are of the reptilian variety, so they are cold-blooded, but there's still a limit to the amount of cold they can handle.
Mm-hmm. So this Punky got pneumonia, I think, right? And then they raised money to try to save not only this particular turtle, but because Spunky is tall, I guess perhaps that was the best. He's tall. He's small. That made him more vulnerable to the cold, right? And it's taken 6 months to get this turtle recovered from being cold stunned. They need $6,000 to help release Spunky into the warm weather. Bring him down to the southeastern United States and rehab him and other turtles as well. I'm surprised they couldn't get $6,000 and one person didn't donate $6,000. Frankly, are you surprised? I am.
And I kind of thought they would have needed more money, but it seems like out of all these turtles, Spunky is the one that's doing the best. And the other turtles need to be rehabilitated soon, but Spunky is the one that they're kind of like, you're free to go, little buddy. You can go back to the wild eventually, sooner than later.
Little buddy, little darling. Okay, Ron DeSantis has announced that he's going to run for president. Wow, that was a shocker. Nobody saw that coming, right?
Who?
Do you know if that's the... Do you know that's the... I've taken a peek. This is spoiler alert, boys and girls, but the talkers list of the top 10 items this week is, we'll be talking about it over the weekend on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the other hour that we do, Jay and Jennifer and I, Talk Radio Roundup, that the DeSantis announcement is number one. I can't imagine, I'm looking at the list to see if I can find something actually interesting.
How about the Marjorie Taylor Greene asking for decorum and everybody just completely cracking up?
That is a laugh. There's no question about that. All right, so let's see the Brittany Griner thing with her being back and sort of in league and focus. Now, she was pretty negative about the United States, but apparently, I don't know if you saw this or not. I heard a discussion of it. I've done a lot of research into it, and I thought maybe I might lay that on you for a minute, just because I think that she has changed her stripes, if you'll pardon the pun, where she was very critical before. You know, Brittany, if you don't remember the story, got arrested in Moscow. She's a WNBA player, and she had marijuana on her, and so she was arrested, put in jail. And then she was put in jail and then swapped. She'd been in jail, I think, 9 months, 11 months, something like that. Can't be very pleasant to be in a Russian jail for nine, no matter how long it is.
People want to be mad at her for the swap when she didn't control that. And anybody else who would have been in her position that had an opportunity to come home, it's not like they're going to be, you know what, no, I'm going to turn down this swap. I'm going to just stay here until you figure out a better deal. Right. Nobody's going to do that.
No. Not at all. So anyway, she was very critical of the United States, had been kind of grumpy and grouchy, kind of one of those at least the way it appeared to me, that she came across as being privileged, kind of elite, and pretty negative about the United States. But after you spend 10, 11 months in a Russian jail, I guess that changes you. So now she seems she wouldn't stand for the Star Spangled Banner, for example, the Pledge of Allegiance. She wouldn't do that before, but apparently now she's been seen in public doing just that and talking about how lucky she is to be an American and how great it is to be here. So it's interesting what it is that gets people to change, right, don't you think, in the manner of speaking? And that experience.
Well, yes, and I think that when people don't stand for the national anthem, it's not that they're trying to be un-American or anti-patriotic or anything like that. That's a form of a protest for different situations that are going on, where now she's like, well, that's not how I'm going to protest. And she does. She will stand for the national anthem. She's become very patriotic, and in ways that she will protest and fight, social injustice will be in a different manner other than refusing to stand for the national anthem.
Yep. All right, something to think about anyway. Let's spend a minute on the volcano in Mexico before we go to Uri. What's the update on how many people are being affected by that? Because this is not something that happens in a day and it goes away. Sometimes these things last for weeks, months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the smoke and the ash that are spewing out. And millions of Mexicans have been put on alert that an evacuation could take place at any time. So it's kind of one of those things of an evacuation is not happening at the moment, but be ready, have your go bag, all of that stuff. El Popo is very active right now.
Have your go bag. I like that. All right, speaking of going, we're going to spend some time with Uri Geller, who comes to us every week with a different way of us motivating ourselves. One of the questions always is, how do we use what skills we have, and how do we develop better skills to become motivated? And then we talk about Uri and his skills, including how to use his skill, and maybe we can develop the skill ourselves. He's found lots of different things that were missing over the years, people, and I had him help me find my dog that was missing a number of years ago. So we'll get to that with Uri after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
After the hour on the Good Day program, Uri Geller is here from Israel. He joins me every week to talk about motivation, things that you can use, things that you can develop in yourself. One of the things that's most well developed in Uri, we were just talking about this off the air, is his ability to use his skill to find things. He's got a book on dowsing that's out right now. I think it's one of his latest books. You can find it on Amazon. It's about finding, using a tool to find water or oil or whatever it is. But I can go back in my own history when my dog, when Charlotte was first around 2004, and she came to the farm and was scared by a noise, and she ran off, and I couldn't find her. So all the rest of that day through the night, I was worried and tried and went everywhere. I could hear her, but I couldn't get to her, and because she didn't know the farm, it was when she was first here, I called Uri and said, what shall I do? What will happen? How do we get? Because Uri is certainly, with me anyway, someone that I would always go to for help in something like this, because he has a way both of calming people down and also using the skill to try to figure what you can expect. So you remember that incident, right? I'm expecting that you remember it fairly well.
Yes, I do, because, Doug, I've been using remote viewing and looking for lost objects since I was a child. You know, if my mother lost something, she would ask me, Uri, do you know where it is? I said, no, but I can find it. I didn't know what I was using at that time. Remote viewing, the words came into my life much, much later, decades later. So I think we are all using certain intuitive energies, intuitive powers, where we can actually send our mind through space and time and see things or bring back information. I used that while I was with Mossad, CIA. The CIA had a whole program called Stargate where they would train remote viewers to bring back information from Russia, where, for instance, nuclear submarines were hiding, where they were sailing to. For instance, in Russia, there are trains, believe it or not, with nuclear bombs on them, and they keep moving all the time.
All around,
from detection.
Yep.
And remote viewers looking for things can find them and detect exactly, hone on them, on the target, and bring back that information.
You know, one of the things, the reason that I brought it up in part was because there was a fellow who'd been missing for a number of days that was actually, after 5 days, found alive in his car at the bottom of a ravine, and the family brought in somebody who was, I suppose you could call him psychic, somebody who was sensitive. The man's truck had left the roadway. They didn't know where it went. So this person used his or her skill to direct firefighters as to where this guy was. And you've done that so many times, but it still is poo-poo. There are a lot of people who say, ah, no, that's not really true. What do we do with people like that? Just ignore them? What, you know, because this stuff does work.
Look, you must realize that police forces around the world, agencies, and they are afraid of controversy. I mean, just see the headline, psychic finds a dead body out that police couldn't find, or criminologists couldn't, you know, decipher the crime and so on. So many psychics or people who are remote viewers do things quietly, secretly, deep black, so it doesn't bring embarrassment to the agencies. Honestly, this is what's happening. This is why the whole American system, where they used psychics and people who could detect objects from afar, they took the whole thing deep black. You don't hear about it anymore because they don't want controversy. Once controversy is unleashed, you know, grants are stopped, people are ridiculed, and so on. But I can tell you this, that this is going on and on and on all the time because it's cheap. You don't spend millions on remote viewers. All you have to do is to find somebody, to find a body, to find somebody kidnapped. All you have to do is sit in a darkened room next to a computer, and from there you operate. You send your mind through space and time, and you bring back the information. But, you know, last week we actually spoke about affirmations, and I believe that if you do the right affirmations and you constantly adhere to it, you can actually develop intuitive energies. You know that the affirmations are power thoughts. They are positive phrases or statements to challenge negative or unhelpful thoughts. So think about it. Every day.
That's right. Every day. Yeah, you got to do that. Stand in front of a mirror and say some of these things. Come up with something that's positive and stick with it. All right, Uri. UriGeller.com. UriGeller. Find out about that book I was just mentioning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All day, off and on, about the passing of Tina Turner. So we get started here with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to discuss not only the some normal things, there are a lot of things that are going on in the world of movies and television and stuff, but with the passing of Tina Turner, there are thoughts about things that were done, documentaries, her life, her story, people that played her. Wasn't it Angela Bassett who played her? In the first movie about her, I think it was
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, yep. So
good movie, too.
What's on your mind with regard
to
that?
Well, that song was We Don't Need Another Hero, the song she sang in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which really resurrected her popularity back in 1985. She played the film's villain, Anti-Entity. Her scenes were good in that movie. It's not a great movie, but the Thunderdome stuff is actually really good. And that song... Back in the 80s, they always used a good song to sell a film, and that song sold. That film, extremely popular on radio. I don't know why they went away from doing that in features, but it certainly worked back in the
day. Cost money, and the cheapskates don't want to spend the money.
Maybe.
That's right. That's
the
problem.
They need to pay the writers, Doug.
That's right. And that was
and
when
that's
we...
So on forever.
This whole focus at the Gracies the other night, Jay won an award, a national award for her work on this program.
Right, and, where's my award?
You'll get yours in time.
Okay.
You'll get yours in time.
Okay. I'm joining the writers. I'm going as guest.
Well, there were a lot of people there talking about being in sympathy with the writers and the writers' strike and artificial intelligence and what that's going to do to television and to movies. And I think we've certainly touched on it a little bit, whether it's going to be, I think it's going to be far wide in terms of reach and impact than people think it is at the moment. You're kidding yourself.
Here's the thing, twofold, okay? The people, okay, if the writers are clearly threatened by AI, which they are,
yep.
But the executives, no agreement, like there's dead silence on that issue, which is pretty scary. Like they would want that.
Well, the writers would.
The studio executives would want AI to write scripts, right? And come up with ideas. The fact that they don't immediately agree with the writers on that issue, I find scary. I'll give you another example. I was telling you off air, at the theater I'm involved in the Strasbourg Pocono Cinema, we booked a Little Mermaid, Disney's new live action version. So I put up a post to advertise it. And I noticed last night there was like 500 comments clearly from AI bots, all racial in tone, saying vulgar things about the casting of a young African-American actress in the lead. I almost was so stunned, to be honest with you, because normally we get like 10 comments on a post, 500, all, I'd say 450 of them, pretty nasty stuff, and that not created by a real person, clearly, AI bots, which is...
Well, that's what we have to put up with at the moment. You let that stuff go wild. Netflix and their password sharing ban.
Yeah.
What does that mean for viewers? I guess it depends on how large your family is,
well,
right?
Well, they want to limit... I noticed when I logged in yesterday to Netflix that they asked me for to click on something to show that was one of the televisions that I would allow. I think they're going to allow it for... They're going to allow a little sharing. They just want to get it out of hand. I mean, some people might share with 10 different people. They don't want that. I understand that. They'll let you share with a couple, though. I don't know what the extent. I know Amazon, some of these, like YouTube TV, lets you share it with 6 people. So it's all different.
Yeah. Well, something it doesn't affect me, but I know a lot of people who use Netflix and probably have abused this. So, if they fix it, all the better for Netflix stockholders, I guess. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen with Jay at 59 past the hour.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.